is the newbie area, and it's generally supposed to be for people who are newbies to World of Warcraft and interested and want to know how to level up better and et cetera, and the ins and outs and whatnot of being new to World of Warcraft. And about 7 minutes ago, I asked who all here was actually a newbie. So if you're actually a newbie, please raise your hand.
Wow. Wow.
So we are actually going to give out information to people who are interested in it.
We're not going
to. How many people are here because they just didn't have anywhere to go and they're tired of walking around? Ah, yes, awesome. Yeah. That's my friends over there. They're friends too. And so here we go. My name is Laurie.
I'm Rod.
I'm Robert.
I'm Sean.
Oh, and that's it.
Yeah.
And we all play.
Just us.
Do what now?
Just us.
Mm-hmm. We play on the, most of us sitting here play on the Lightbringer server. Alliance.
If we had said Horde, we'd heard just as many boos.
But in case you didn't know it, I started a group on LiveJournal called DC WoW. It's DC_WoW, and it is CCA'd. It is a drag for DragonCon attendees who like to play World of Warcraft. And we started a guild on the Dragonblight server because it has the word dragon in it. And the other one, there was two dragon servers with the word dragon, and the other one was PvP, so I didn't want to do that. Mm. And because most people play Alliance,
yeah,
I made it a Horde guild.
Should we separate these?
There's approximately 21 people in the guild at the moment. It's been going about, I'd say, 2 months, month and a half, something like that. It's not very long. I just had this brilliant idea one day and threw it together. So anyways, go there, start a Horde character, and my character's name is Fita, F-I-T-A. Just send me some mail. And we can all play together like retards. And the name of the guild is Dragon Con. So that's easy.
What do you mean?
Oh, you mean you're a new person? right now it's all alts, and so there's like only ever one or two people on at a time. So right now, I think the highest person's like in their 30s. It's not a big deal. Everybody plays it in their spare time. So
yeah, play whatever you want.
Yeah.
Dad will be doing
and that's enough pimping of that. Soon. So if you please, you're invited to come join us on the Dragonblight server. And how should we start? Dragonblight, that's correct.
I guess we start off with questions.
Questions? Answers? How do you want to do this, Scott?
Say again.
Gold. How to make gold. Number one, pick up mining. Skinning, not so much, but mining, absolutely. Yeah.
I was going to say, on the Dragonblight server, which when I started that character, I picked up mining immediately. Was the even though I'm a hunter, because I had no money because I have no characters on that server, and so I was like, I gotta have some cash. And so gold, a stack of 20 copper ore sells for 3 gold plus.
Yeah.
That's we're out on a Lightbringer.
Every server.
Well, it's not very highly populated, and the prices at the auction house are ridiculous. Yeah. So you need that much money. But on Lightbringer, I'd say I put some up the other day. Yesterday, it was like 1 gold, 25. So, of course, I immediately said 99 gold. Because that's, 9 gold. And, I mean, excuse me, 1 gold and 99.
It changes.
Sell the ore.
Sell ore.
Jewel crafting needs raw ore.
Take advantage of people who leveled up and now they want to catch up on something that they neglected because they were busy running around.
They dropped something and they want to pick up, blacksmithing or something like that. So they need all this ore. So you can charge them out the ears for copper and tin.
Yeah. Yes. Because they need to work on their smelting and all that business. And so.
Yeah. Money-making changes, I think, based on the population of the server. Like, if you've got a server with a lot of high-end guilds, they're going to be going through lots of potions and things like that.
Yeah.
So they're going to want lots of herbalism and things like that. But
it just depends on the server you're on and what's going on there.
Yeah.
But anything besides mining?
Yeah. Well, probably herbalism next. You don't need too much skinning leather in the high-end stuff. I mean, the only thing you really make with those are the drum kits, which are really high-end stuff. But you know, mining, absolutely, and herbalism, that would be my second one.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not as loud as she is.
You have to put your mouth right on it like
this. I have to put my mouth
right. Rock and roll.
No.
I didn't hear what he said.
I have a question on fishing. I've had actually a conflicting advice. People said don't waste your time fishing, it's lame.
Wrong.
I was going to ask because I'm a low level fisher. I'm like 100 fishing. I've caught these water type boxes that have freaking blues in them. So I just want to ask you, is fishing worth your time now?
It's more your play style. If you can't sit down and fish and have a good time, if you like relaxing, if you like the action,
go out. If you're waiting on a boat to fall
asleep. Waiting on boats.
If you really need to fall asleep. If you really need to fall asleep,
just kind of boring.
Fish.
Yeah, and some things are used for, some things can sell. High-end fishing, a lot of the fish sell really well because they make really good stat food.
Furious crawdads are selling they're selling for 20 gold for a stack of 10 on Livebringer right now.
Yeah,
I sell them as quick as I can put them up there.
That's end stuff. There's also one pet that you cannot get unless you have 375 fishing and a flying mount.
Speaking of fishing, I'm reeling a little bit. If you are new to World of Warcraft and have never played before and don't know what we're talking about, you can get this is a little bit of pimping, you can get a free trial membership off the internet. And in the game, they have auction house, things that you collect and loot off of things that you kill, a quest that you complete and stuff like that. You can sell things on the auction house and trade between other players to make money so that you can buy things on the auction house so that you can have your character all pimped out.
You could try day trading, but I wouldn't suggest it.
I have a second follow-up question.
Okay.
I know sometimes in certain water, there's like the glowing circle.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told different things. I've been told that glowing circle means you'll definitely catch a fish every time. Or you'll definitely get a level off.
No.
When you mouse over those things, you'll have a little box pop up and tell you what kind of pool. It'll be like a pool of X kind of fish. That means you'll predominantly get those kind of fish out of that pool. Well, you get like 3 or 4 or 5 until the pool vanishes. But you also can get chests and
things like
and lock boxes.
Yeah.
Generally, if you see one, go get it. Yeah.
Generally, it's a good idea.
If you don't see one nearby, then just fish wherever.
Okay, right behind Scott, there was this gentleman sitting there, I think in a gray t-shirt, had his hand up.
Oh, all the way down at the end.
That's you.
Okay.
Yes.
It's the
golden scale vendor fish.
Yep.
It's a rare fish, and it doesn't do anything except when you sell it to a vendor, it's worth 6 gold.
Yep. That's it.
That's kind of so you can get a little money while spending your time fishing.
Yeah, basically helps you recoup your costs. That's about it.
There's not really much costs in fishing. Just pull and
yes, cat
the reels.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
How can I earn money without changing profession?
Jewel crafting, tailoring,
and cooking. Well,
cooking is mostly for your own use to make food.
Guild raids.
For you yourself to improve your stats when you eat it.
And buff yourself.
Selling bags is also a good thing. There's one. The first shoulder item. You don't get there are no shoulder items until like level 20 or 21, something like that. That very first shoulder item you can make, that always sells well. Tailoring.
Because everybody wants
anything
shoulders
that's
really
used for a quest.
Yeah.
For example, leather working Hillman's cloak. It's statless, but it's used in a quest, so it always sells. Bags. Not much else sells in tailoring.
What about
jewel
crafting?
The problem is when Burning Crusade came out and they introduced jewel crafting, everybody on the planet made a Draenei shaman with jewel crafting.
Yep.
So there are 1 billion jewel crafters out there, and the low level stuff it's pretty much you make one for yourself, and then if you have a secondary character that has enchanting, anything you make that's green, send it to your enchanter and disenchant it. Because otherwise, it's not going to sell.
That's why he's here, ladies and gentlemen. Handy tips like that.
Gail.
Gentlemen in the...
Yeah, that's after you get to after 300. Where you buy ore in the auction house and then prospect it and then turn around and sell the gems.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't really take off until New Burning Crusade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prospecting. It's a secondary skill you get when you buy jewel crafting. What it does is if you take any five of a particular kind of ore and you hit the prospecting button and click on it, it will destroy that ore and give you gems and other things that are needed for jewel crafting.
What level do you get it at?
I think you get it right away.
It's, yeah, you
it's
just
like when you buy, when you train mining, you get smelting.
Yeah.
Just look in your skill book. Yeah, anything that's used in other professions also, as well as quest items, sell fairly well.
Feeder items.
See, anything people don't want to have to go out and collect themselves for.
Like if I'm a leather worker and all of a sudden I
because you think fishing
cloth,
is boring.
Yeah.
I'm getting silk.
The one in the back?
Yes. Yeah, fishing and cooking work very well together. You go to an...
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're horde, you know, you're going to be in the Barrens a long time. Fish all you can.
Oh, yeah, I took my gnome in there and fished up those things.
Oh, hell, I'll take my 70 in there and just fish on a PvP server, and I'll just be like, you want to put me in? I'm just fishing. I'll kill you with my fishing pole.
There are some nasty fishing poles out there, too, and that is embarrassing if you get killed by a fishing pole.
A 52 DPS fishing pole? Oh, yeah.
With what, 40 stamina on it?
Something? Yeah, 40 stamina. It's just... What's your fishing skill at? 375. I went. Yeah.
Oh, I'll touch it occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's fine.
Yep.
Like I said, anything that's used in a quest.
A feeder. Yep. That's basically for the high-end stuff. This is supposed to be for newbies, and that usually...
No, he was talking about level 27 item.
Okay. Oh.
Did you hear his phone? It was a Murloc.
Yep.
That's how bad he is.
This gentleman here had a question.
Depends on your class and your play style.
And whether or not you're
PvP or not PvP.
Yeah, whether or not you're on a PvP server. If you're on a PvP server, damn.
Give us an example of... A caster?
Okay.
For cast.
Yeah, casters, ints.
Spirit, intelligence, if you can find plus damage.
Pass that all the way down.
if you're, say, a fire mage, you decide to go down the fire tree, then anything with, fiery wrath, fire damage. Because you want to kill things dead quick, because you're made out of cloth. And a squishy, yes.
Yes, you're very squishy at that point.
I wish they would do more with engineering. I have an engineer, and
it's the great sad tale.
Yeah, so it's hard to sell stuff you make because you're going to sell it to other engineers who can make it anyway.
Yeah,
it's kind of dumb.
It's like EverQuest tinkering. If anybody played EverQuest, tinkering was the same thing. It was one of these. It seems like a lot of fun, and it kind of is until you want to make some money off of it, and there just isn't anything to make.
And then it's pointless. It's just time.
Except for one thing that I made a lot of money on, there's like I said before, if it's used for a quest, it will sell. There was a quest out in East Plaguelands called "As Smoky Sings, I Get Violent," or "When Smoky Sings," and it needed 8 high explosive bombs and 8 unstable triggers. I made a ton of money off of that. Yeah, yeah, the mithril casings.
I was a mithril casing vendor for a month. I made tons of gold.
Yep.
It's just those quest items.
Green iron bracelets for the quest in...
I don't go there. Baron.
No, okay. Not the Barons.
Look at this flat and red.
Yeah.
We are recording, so if you have a question, let us come to you with a mic so we can get it all.
Okay. Oh.
Hi, I may actually get the honor of being the newest person here.
So that's fine. I wish more new people would ask questions, new questions.
I started 2 weeks ago.
All righty then.
Yeah. Welcome to the club.
Welcome. Give up the rest of your life.
Thank you. I found that I have relative self-control, which is in fad.
Teach us how.
Hey, let me put it this way.
Good luck.
The night before coming here, I didn't play.
Oh, no.
I had to pack. I had to take the dogs to the dog hotel,
After getting my badge last night, I had to go on a Kara run.
Oh.
I got 2 of my coworkers hooked on it, and then they started playing at work until the boss caught them.
Oh, my God.
And he asked them what they were doing on his company time.
That's stupid.
Then they told him, and he was just like, huh. Okay, let me try this.
Oh, no. So,
yes, but that's like a 1 in a million kind of a thing. Okay,
I'm shorting my stock.
Yep.
I could ask you about 1,000 questions.
Well, go
right
ahead.
Now. The one that keeps coming up is you guys keep mentioning quest items.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple sitting in my backpack, and I don't know what to do with them. and I can't sell them.
Okay.
And they just sit there.
If you look at the screen, go to
a wonderful website for looking up anything.
Okay. Wowhead.com.
Okay.
You see this item, you're like, what is this for? Type it into that little white box, and it'll pop up where it comes from, what it's used for.
Off the top of your head.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do with it? If it's something you're supposed to hand off, it'll show up where you're supposed to turn it in. If it's something that it's the end of a chain and you get it, you either wear it or sell it or destroy it or what have you.
Okay. Yeah, because I've got like this letter thing that was part of a quest and it's done.
Yeah.
The quest is over, but for some reason I'm carrying around this envelope and every time I've tried to go sell stuff, it says no value, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You run into that kind of...
Okay, so I can just
throw those away. You run into that kind of item. There are a number of items that are in the game that you complete a quest and you still have the map that the guy gave you.
Right.
And so you go to Wowhead, and they'll be in the comments section. Oh, yeah, I kept this after I finished the quest. It's not needed anymore. Throw it away.
Or at least it'll describe the quest, and you'll be like, oh, I remember that, and you can delete it. But sometimes you get letters, and it's actually a letter that starts a quest.
I've got one of those.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
If you click on it and read it, it'll give you...
Yeah,
it'll
look
open
at everything
it up,
you pick
like
up.
If you talk to a quest giver, and it'll give you the opportunity to accept or abandon.
Oh,
yep. And so you can start. It'll be a quest that you can go and.
Okay, I've been carrying that thing around for like a week.
Yep. So, but
it'll say specifically.
I say if you got it, then it's right around your level, and don't wait too long, or it'll be a worthless quest to you.
Oh, really?
So you'd be just carrying around for no reason.
Okay.
Yeah, anything that's a quest item, you won't be able to sell to a vendor. They won't take it.
Right.
Yep.
But if I right click it, I can get information on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got in Westfall in the Alliance. There's a pick up a deed off of a random kill. Yeah. The Fulbrook farm deed, you can pick that up, and it says this item begins a quest. If you click on it, you get the quest item.
Yeah. It's as if you talk to a quest giver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right.
It's kind of like a little extra added. Yeah. You can get them when you kill them.
Also, everything is color-coded in the game. When you look at an item, the text will be in gray or white.
Right.
If it's gray, you can sell it to a vendor. I can't think of any exceptions left. If it's white, it's usually used in a trade skill or a quest.
Okay.
And you need to collect 8, pig skulls or whatever. And
there's a lot of pigs walking around that don't have any skulls.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
You know,
spiders with no legs. They don't get around.
Tigers with no teeth.
That's a common thing.
And the stuff that I pick up that has red, it's stuff I can't use. So, like, I'm a mage, so I'm cloth. So,
if it's leather,
I might as well just sell it, right?
That's great. Yeah. If it's gray. If it's green, got a green name,
right?
A colored name, sell it at the auction house.
Yeah, sell it at the auction house. Overcharge somebody.
I haven't found an auction house yet.
Okay.
I know they exist.
What race is your character?
Yeah.
Blood elf, and I'm on... I'm
some
Horde, obviously.
Character.
Okay,
and she's looking to go to
Blood Elf Mage, and
so you're below level 10.
Hmm?
You're below level 10.
Yeah. 8.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the game is designed to where you start off the game. You start off in a little town, and you don't get to a major city until about level 10.
Okay. Yeah. I stumbled on one by
It'll
mistake
be a quest
and ran away really
sends
fast.
You to the town.
Everybody was so much higher than me.
Oh. Yep. Well, you get quests that'll, like, you'll have a delivery to carry, and so it sends you to the town.
Yeah, right. When you're done with a quest in one town, you'll get one last quest that says, go to the next town, and
also,
there'll be a bunch of new quests.
If you're having trouble with a quest, if you go to
wowhead.com,
it's the easiest one. Type in the name of the quest,
even part of the name if it has a specific word.
I think it was
yeah.
As always, you could always ask in general chat. I'd rather you didn't.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or
if you wait
you'll
long
get
enough.
Hit on if you,
yeah, if you look long enough in general chat, sooner or later somebody will say the answer to this quest because somebody else will ask.
I'm actually lucky because I'm in a guild with some people that I know.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of level 70s in the guild, and they're really nice.
They'll help you out. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Well, no, I shouldn't say they're really nice about it because they give me a ration of shit every time I ask a question. But they'll answer the question.
That's why you have a pipe wrench and a lead pipe.
Okay.
They know you're a newbie, so they'll help.
Yeah, they've been really nice about it.
So anyways, if you go to a site like this, type in anything from a quest.
Low-level quest. I can't think of one.
I'm trying to think of a low-level quest.
Fargo Deep Mines.
Type in Fargo.
Fargodeep.
Yeah.
One word.
That's Fraggo.
Fraggo. Yeah.
And this is like this big on the screen over here.
Yeah, it's even smaller, actually.
F-A, as in far, go, deep, P.
One word.
It's one word.
Yep. And just go ahead and...
I know that doesn't make any sense. Now,
yeah, that's
her.
In Goldshire. So.
Okay, this is how it works.
It's been so long.
Or maybe this is not how it works. Oh, here we go.
Boom.
It's near the Jasper load.
Okay, disaster load.
Yeah.
I can't see that. No, but see, this is a low level quest.
Yep.
See, this is perfect for her, except it's on the wrong
side
of the world.
Yeah, the top right level, and who starts it and who ends it. You can click on everything.
If you scroll down the page,
if you click on that first name on the first yellow name on the top right,
to the right,
in under quick facts,
to the right, next to the big purple thing.
Yeah,
the first yellow
click
one.
That, yeah.
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 Boom.
Left click.
Whatever. Open.
Yeah.
Your name was highlighted. Oh, okay. There you go.
Shows you exactly where he is.
Exactly where it is on the map. No, that's what I said. It's on the wrong side of the world for her, but...
That was just an example.
I was trying to think of a lobby quest. And if you scroll down, that's the person that gives you... See, it shows you it starts at, finishes at. So if you
those
have
are all
time,
the other quests that guy is involved with.
Also, you see where it's got, like, does it say comments? On the tab right there.
Yeah, there's no comments.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's
that's a bad choice
about
then.
Him specifically.
But people, users that go to this site, if they have comments like, I found it at blah, 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 or this weird thing happened, or, he doesn't spawn very often, or whatever they have to say, it really will help you out when you're having a hard time. Also tells you, I can't see that. It's too far away. It's all gray.
Yeah, if it's a vendor, it'll show you everything he sells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also will show you everything that's possible for it to, like,
if it's a monster, it'll tell you what it can drop.
What it can drop and what the ratio is, whether drops to not drops.
So on and so forth.
Oh, yes.
Coordinates.
Number one, the very first mod that you should get as a newbie.
Pause.
Warcraft is very, very configurable, and people can write all sorts of their own code to change how the game functions, the user interface. Change the maps to where when you pick an herb, it'll pop up on the map every time you walk by it, things like that. The first mod that I should recommend getting is a location mod. Something like
cartographer. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, cartographer.
So when you're looking at your screen and or wherever you want to put the
mouse cursor,
the coordinates, it'll just have two numbers, two digit numbers, and that will tell you, you know, XY coordinates where you are on the map.
What he's talking about is they have programs that will help you out and you can modify the game. The one I use is Titan Panel, has a lot of stuff.
Titan. Yeah.
And if you open up the map, you can move the arrow around on the map, and you'll look where Titan has the coordinates or any other one that gives coordinates, and it'll tell you like 67.45, and so that the map is gridded out. And so when someone says this is at 67.45, if you just move your mouse around until it says 67.45, boom, that's where it is. And so it's just like longitude and latitude is what the 67.45 is. So.
We got a question in the back.
Actually, I was going to make a comment on that. Since you mentioned cartographer, if you get this other mod called Lightheaded, it automatically feeds the comments from WoWhead directly into your game. You don't even have to alt-tab out.
Ah. There's a lot of stuff
awesome
like that to this
game.
This game is... deep.
The difference being with all these various different mods is they just eat up more of your memory, and
they do a good job of keeping it.
I only use it once.
Pretty.
I don't reasonable. Have a lot of stuff, but I need coordinates, and I need.
Yeah, if you're running on a half gig of RAM.
Yeah, don't play the game.
Just as a basic question for the people that are new, where would you suggest them go to find mods to help them out?
I just actually Googled Titan.
World of Warcraft
Titan in it. Right to a place to download it.
There's one website that collects Cursed Gaming.
Yep.
CURSE-hyphen. CURSE.com. CURSE.com.
Yeah, there's a ton.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
What he's talking about is programs that will log your keystrokes and thus steal your password and your username and then hijack your account.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with that sort of thing.
Go with common.
Is there an add-on that will put a WoWhead window inside the game so that you can access it while you're playing? Okay, it does.
I'm not familiar with that because I just alt-tab, but...
Yeah.
Is that only for quests?
Yeah, I don't use that.
Yeah.
Okay,
I have a level 24 no mage, and she is great. I adore her completely.
Go gnomes!
But I get really sick of the fact that something takes two swipes at me and I'm dead. I mean, I like the large mana pool. I like the ranged attacks. It's all good. But
you hate cloth armor. That's what you hate.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
exactly.
Clothy. Squish.
Yeah, so basically, I'm just looking for a character or some combination thereof that's more well-rounded. You know, I'll do with a smaller mana pool if I can get a larger. You know, if I can get more strength, I guess health.
If you really just want to get your feet wet. A hunter is a good way to go. Your pet does a lot of your work for you. Is your mage frost or fire?
I know what you mean. I think she's half arcane and half frost at the moment.
Okay. The leveling tree is fire tree. That gets things dead quicker. The frost one is more control. Probably generally better for group functions. But if
farming,
yes. And But fire is generally considered the soloing when you're leveling up, getting used to it.
You need to kill it quick before it comes over and starts smacking
right.
at you.
The thing about a mage is once when you click on a mob, if you look at the icon of your fireball or whatever, the number will be redded out if you're too far away. You realize that? What you do is you inch forward till you're as far away as you can but can still cast the spell, and then just start blasting the crud out of it before it gets to you. And
if it starts moving your way, back up.
That's the way it's designed.
Back up, throw, back up, throw, back up, throw, back up, throw.
Yeah. Another question?
Yeah, next.
Yeah, sorry, this is not a newbie question, but in Altrak Valley, are we ever going to have, like, join as a group? So, like, if
that's
we have
That's actually coming up in a future patch.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I've heard that that's supposed to come up in a future patch.
2-2, I think.
What'd you
2-2? That'd be nice.
Repeat this question,
please.
Sean?
He's asking if Altrak Valley is going to let you join as a group in the future.
Yeah, let you be as a set 40 man. Yeah.
There's also a gentleman over here with his hand up for a question. Cell phone rings are funny.
Hi. I was wondering about how to go about, like, when you first started off, like, level 1 through 10 or whatever, mm-hmm. how do you pick your monsters that will level you up faster but not kill you at the same time? Like, one or two levels higher, or just do quests, or do what?
Quest is the way to go.
The whole game is designed that you never have to just sit there and mindlessly kill the same stuff over
That's
and over
called
again.
EverQuest.
It's called EverQuest.
Which, ironically, is not about questing.
No, yeah.
Even though it's called EverQuest, it's called Evergrind, is what it really is.
Yeah.
But, no, the whole game is designed where you can just do nothing but quests all the way to 70, and still not ever run out of quests.
Yep.
That's true.
Just look for yellow exclamation points. That's all you really need to do. And when you're done, you will pretty much automatically go to the next town full of more yellow questions.
Another thing I do is,
well,
I don't know if anybody else does this, but I'll do the newbie area for this, and then I will, like, hop on the tram and with a new character and, like, go to the, like, say from Stormwind to Ironforge, then go to that newbie area and get all those, because it helps with your faction. It also gives you more XP and earlier XP and more stuff you can sell, especially if you don't have a lot of characters and need some cash.
Yeah.
Early cash. And so I'll do that.
Yeah. I'll generally bounce back and forth between the newbie starting areas.
Yeah.
And
As much as possible.
By the time anything gets done in 2 out of 3, it'll be the next set of zones.
Yeah. Don't worry about picking up more quests than you think you can handle. They don't go away, and if you get too far advanced for a quest, you can always delete it later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they don't really give you enough XP to bother with.
No, yeah, I wouldn't do that too long, but if you do all the, say, the newbie quests in Northshire, and then you hop on the tram and ride over to do the newbie quests over there, that, you know, you're already, like, level 5 when you get there. So it's like, it's no big, you can wipe them out like that. And then get back on the tram and go back. It's awesome. This gentleman in the hat.
I know we're having a problem with the door, but a lot of us back here can't hear a thing at all. We see mouths and no noise. Would you mind speaking a little louder into the microphones?
You're probably talking about me, right?
That works.
Sorry.
Well, actually, everybody.
No, he's going to turn the volume up, I think. But
I was waiting for the show to start. No. Thank you.
Sorry.
Hey, no problem. So anyways, to start back over.
Hi, welcome to the panel.
My name is Laurie. This is Rod.
Hi, Sean.
Sean will be here in a minute. Oh, God, there's Sean.
Hey, there we go.
Doesn't he look great?
Yeah.
So anyways, where were we? Anybody else have a question? This gentleman over here. She has the mic, so she's going to.
I just wanted to see if you could touch base on the rested XP.
Rested XP
is the bomb. If you're new, you need to know what this is.
Yes. In most medium-sized towns or larger, there will be an innkeeper. They'll be in a building called an inn. When you step into this area, if you look up onto your picture where your level is,
the top left-hand corner,
the level will disappear and it'll say Z's. That means you're resting. When you decide to quit for the day or don't want to play anymore, you log out in an innkeeper, in an inn, or in a major city when you see those Z's. When you do that, what will happen is the longer you stay out of the game, the more rested space you'll get. When you look at your XP bar, it'll say, it'll have a marker,
It'll be blue instead of purple.
This much section of rested. That means any XP you get for killing things will be doubled.
That's correct. So you need to like always camp out in an inn
or a major city.
Because you'll collect rested XP and then everything you kill will give you twice the XP.
Until it runs out and then it goes back to normal.
It goes back to purple.
It doesn't affect quest XP.
That's correct.
No, it does not affect quest XP.
Anything.
The marker is where, when it ends, if you finish a quest, they'll both shift.
Yeah.
But if you kill something, just your XP bar. Like if you're here and you finish a quest, they'll both go.
So if you're killing things on the quest, it'll eat up that space. But if you're just like, say, turned into the quest and you get XP, they shift over together. So that you can, if you play it right, just keep a big buffer zone. But it's very hard. You will use it up. And so then it's time to camp out and go to another character. So because it takes you twice as long.
They had one over there and one over there.
What are your thoughts on new characters joining guilds?
Yay.
If you're new, if you have a friend that got you into playing and they're in a guild, join their guild. You'll get a lot of helpful information as long as they know that you're new to the game and not just a low-level character with a high level elsewhere. A lot of kids think that when you join a guild, people will give you stuff.
Yeah, I run into that
and
a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the... Yeah, annoying things about it. You'll get a lot of kids.
Or that you'll help them continuously.
I want to join a guild. Give me stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well,
if you get ninja invited into a guild, also if the guild leader, his name is a complete sentence, like I kill you in the back or stab your face. Yeah, no. They're 9 years old and you don't want to talk with them.
Now they're playing ninja?
Doing something really without permission or asking.
Like you're walking through Goldshar and suddenly you get a guild invite from somebody you don't know and you never met, you never talked to them, and you don't actually even see them standing there. And you're like, decline. They keep on going.
Yeah.
Ninjing was a term invented back in EverQuest days when you killed a boss monster and you and your guild killed this dragon or whatever. And this guy that decided to join your group for the kill just takes everything and then leaves.
Yeah, ninja loots.
That's called ninjing. That's where the term...
Because EverQuest, whoever gets there
jumped
first
in and
gets
took it.
It.
But you can't really do that in Warcraft.
You can actually have people... stand there and wait for you to get the damage all the way down in EverQuest, and then kill it and steal it. And you're like, oh.
Kill steal.
That's what are kill steal.
Yeah, but they...
Did they ninja that? I mean, they nerf
that. That's a game nobody plays anymore. So.
When they nerf something, that means...
It used to be powerful, and then they realized it was too powerful, so they changed it.
So they turned it into a nerf.
And so it used to be totally awesome, and now it totally sucks.
Yeah, we can get into... words that are used in MMORPGs, the slang. LOL.
It means...
Hit him.
It means IR
cat. And
then
we'll all laugh out loud.
It means I can has cookie. That's what it means. It's candy, y'all.
L2 play. Is anyone else mortally offended by people using LOL as an apostrophe or a comma or as punctuation in general?
Yes.
LOL is not a punctuation.
Yeah, I...
LOL. Like, you know, I stab you in the back, LOL. Hi, LOL. Or, do you have something I can do, LOL? You know, everything they say.
Well, see, I tend to do that with smileys.
I don't see too many young people in this room, like under 15, but... Yeah, when you start saying LOL to somebody standing in front of you... That's
R-O-T-F-L.
When they need to start recycling people.
All right. They're taking that. They're taking LOL and making it like they're spelling out LOL. LAWLC.
Yeah. Oh, copter.
Language is a bizarre thing. Sorry, we keep sidetracking.
I was wondering if you have...
Say again?
I was wondering if you guys know of any good levels to zones.
I reached level 20. Where should I go? I would like a selection of different zones to look for.
There are. There's generally one on each continent, at least one on each continent.
Is there any online guides? Do you have on WoWhead a good guide for that? Because when I searched for a good listing of selectable zones, I found crap.
Am I suggest a good web page?
Yeah.
So you say Alakazam has leveling guides.
Yeah.
Jamie's level. J A M I E?
Yeah.
J
A I M I E. Yeah, there's a bunch of leveling guides. Usually you can just Google it, www.google.com, and it's a search engine. Yep.
So that's got two pluses for that mod.
This gentleman here who hasn't had a question yet. That one.
I was thinking that on the World of Warcraft community site, isn't there a map that has the levels of on the zones?
I don't go there that much. As well as flight path
locations and things like that?
I think so. I think I remember seeing that when I was a newbie.
Maybe.
But yeah, Google, if you don't see it on, you know, any of the major WoW information websites like WoWhead or WoWWiki or ThoughtBot or Alakazam, those are like the four big ones, then Google is your friend.
Yeah.
Google is wonderful. It will rule the world eventually.
It rule the World of Warcraft.
The gray shirt?
No.
Which one?
Him and then
this guy in the tie-dyed shirt here.
Tie-dye in the front. Let's go.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Nobody else had their hand up, did they?
Yeah, that guy did back there.
Oh. Yeah, the man in the gray shirt.
The character.
That guy's too polite. Take the thing.
No, no.
We got that guy right there to the left. Right there.
Right there.
Oh.
There you go.
Right there.
Okay.
This better be a damn good question.
From this point forward, instead of raising your hand, stand up so we can see you, because.
Yes, stand up.
I totally didn't see that. And I'm looking all over the room.
Quick question about PvP. What level do you actually get to start PvP as far as battlegrounds and stuff? And is it actually worth your time to go to PvP?
Sean, take this. I don't PvP.
Well, I play on a PvE server, so I don't really know about PvP type stuff. I've heard, you know, in PvP people can correct me, but I like actually being able to play the game. And
instead of being killed every 5 seconds.
I'm not making fun of PvP people, but I don't want to go to Stranglethorn Vale and get ganked every 5 seconds by some 14-year-old person coming out of the tunnel. But I do a lot of battleground stuff. I play a level 19 rogue that does battlegrounds. I just keep him there.
Twinkie
time.
God, is he twinked.
Got dual crusaders, yeah. I really enjoy mongoose. PvP. It's just.
Well, what level can you start or should you start?
11.
What do you?
Yeah, you can start 11.
Yeah. It's 11.
11.
Did you can actually get access 11 to 10, but you can start die a lot.
You can start getting to the battlegrounds, Warsong Gulch at 11.
See? Yeah. And what do you get for PvP?
Gear.
This is, remember when you go into the battlegrounds that early? Most of the people you're going to run into, it's in level 11 through 19 range. So if you go in at 11, there are going to be a lot of people like me in there at level 19 with a bunch of really nasty gear.
That'll kill you a lot.
It's really not all that fun.
Be prepared to be frustrated.
So what happens is you'll get killed, and then you'll have to wait in the little graveyard area, and then you'll be rezzed, and then you'll jump back down off the cliff thing, and then somebody will immediately kill you, and then you will rezz back up in the graveyard, and then you will... jump back off the cliff and try to move 10 feet in a direction, and then you'll get killed.
But it is a good way to build your playing skills.
Yeah. It does help you figure out the best way to sneak
over. As far as world PvP goes, I guess that's your main question about the world type PvP?
He was talking about battlegrounds.
Because world PvP, if you see them, just kill them. I mean, that's pretty much...
Yeah.
This is, somebody's going to come in and help you out, you know. But
if you want to have, say, Master Sergeant next to your name,
As far as battlegrounds go, I really wouldn't mess with it till at least, like, 15 or so and have at least some decent gear.
Yeah.
You know, get some green.
Because there's people that they twink themselves out, and all they do is they try not to level and just go kill people in the battlegrounds over and over and over.
Yep.
But what do you get? You get tokens, and then you can spend them on
You get marks
gear.
Of honor, and you can spend your marks of honor on different things, as well as you get basically kill points. I forgot what they're, the honor points, I think is what
they're
called.
Yeah,
and you spend those, and you can get little, I think get a ring, a cape, some other stuff like that.
There's some useful things.
You can't spend them immediately, though. You have to wait for the next
Yeah, it's 24 hours, I think, until you can spend the points.
Get that trinket first.
Yeah, definitely.
Which trinket are you referring to?
It's a PvP trinket. It's based off of your class. You know.
Okay, so
It's basically.
So if you're gonna do battlegrounds, get that trinket first that breaks fear.
Because
it's a get out of jail free card.
Because you'll get frozen and then they'll kill you and you'll go back up to the graveyard. Yep. I went over this.
But I've actually done it at level 15 and hadn't had too much problem. It's just I wouldn't try it at 11. It's around 15 or so. I play a rogue, but I've done it with a mage. Yeah. I primarily play a mage, so. No. I have a 61 warlock, but I gave it up for my mage. So.
Gentleman with his hand raised right there.
A quick note on PvP. I'm also play on RP server like you guys, and on the battleground thing. When I first started, first two battlegrounds went in there with twinks against us. Mm. I almost hated battleground. Went in there third time, and we owned battleground. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, it's become an addiction.
You
almost.
Play Horde.
Horde, yes.
Yep.
It's been my experience in Battleground that Horde is good because it's fewer people and they play together more often and they know how to own you. And
better
also,
communication.
The thing is, the Battleground caps are 10 levels starting from 1 to 9, like from 11 to 19, 21 to 29, except for Ultrak Valley, which is 60 to 59. No, it's going
to. No.
51 to 60. And then. 51 to 60 and then 61 to 70 and there comes in a problem because the Alliance will win in that top bracket.
Yeah.
But well, Alterac Valley Alliance
and also,
wins.
When you get to end game stuff, when you get to the far end game, the bracer, like you get a lot of little things like the cape. There's a cape that you get from PvP, which is very nice for like level 45 or 23, something like that. The Defiler set.
Yeah.
People love those things. I've seen people use them. They love them for them. Because they're the best things. You can get blues that will last you for like good 15 levels.
And another good piece of newbie advice that he gave me was when you do get to the auction house, don't buy anything blue. Because it's way overpriced, and if you play instances and stuff, you're going to get blues anyways, is what he told me. He said, don't waste your money because someone will have this wand for 25 gold, and it's not worth it, really.
Because you're just going to replace it in 6 levels.
Even if it does have a star on it.
Hey, that star wand kicks ass.
That's awesome. It looks cool.
This gentleman, he hasn't had a question in a while.
Tying in the PvP and battlegrounding with the auction house advice, be careful buying things at level 19, level 29, level 39.
Yeah, any piece of armor or gear that ends with a 9 is generally going to be jacked up in price because people are going to buy it for battlegrounds.
Feet of the Lynx, I think.
Feet of the Lynx is one.
Yep. Assassin's Blade.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen a level 19 dagger goes for 100 gold.
That one's awful. I farmed Shadowfang Keep for that for so many times.
When you look for gear to upgrade. The old world, before Burning Crusade, anything, any green item that drops will be 6 levels too late. You kill a level 30 monster and it'll be a level 24 green item. So already, if you're level 30 and killing level 30 stuff, anything that drops is already going to be obsolete. So look in the auction house. But be very thrifty. Remember, all the stuff is going to get replaced not too very long. And the extra 2 or 3 points you get from that new item really doesn't make too much of a difference.
Yep.
You're better off, you know, practicing
buying
your technique and killing things and paying more attention to your surroundings. That'll make you live longer and do better.
I have a question. I was looking on the auction house for this new character. I was looking at the Defias gear, and I noticed that, like the low level is 13, but the other stuff is like 20.
Yep.
Is it better to go ahead and get a full set and wear it, even though this is for level 13 and I'm level 17 now? Or I mean, is the bonus worth it, or should I just say screw it and have mismatched gear?
That's what you have a pen and pay for. You can just add the stats together.
Hey, he's not joking. I had a piece of paper on my desk yesterday when I came home because he's my roommate with, like, comparisons of gloves.
He wanted to know whether he should have this helm or that helm, and I wrote everything down. Like, stamina here and here, and then the intelligence here and here, and like, oh, this is better here, this is better there.
Yep.
Because that kind of stuff really does make a difference. You know, at first you look at it and go, oh, well, it's only got 1 or 2 points here. But, you know, especially when you get higher levels, because, you know, I have a level 70 mage, and I'm going between crit, strike, and damage right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 1 or 2 points, it just makes a difference. It's just, you know, so you really got to look
at it. Also depends on your play style. It's like, oh, I run out of mana too much. Well, then you need more spirit or intelligence. Oh, I get killed too much. You need more stamina. Oh, I don't kill things fast enough. You need more spell damage or spell crit.
Also, get your gear enchanted if you can afford it.
Yes.
Unless you're going to replace it sometimes.
So. That's true.
Well, even then,
if you got somebody giving away
some
for free.
Some cheap enchants. Yeah. People leveling up their enchanting will give away enchants for free.
Yeah.
Ask your guildies. Anybody leveling enchanting? I could use some.
Yep.
Some low-level stuff.
I'll get the mats for you. Yeah. Tipping.
Yeah, that's when you want to look up an enchant, go to WoWhead. You look up the enchant you want, what the materials are, then you look in the auction house, and then you have all the materials there for somebody who is leveling their enchanting and doesn't want to buy the materials. Here, I have the materials. Just give me the enchant, and you get the skill up, and I get the enchant.
Guy in the red hat, FSU?
No.
The other guy.
Okay. The one before. Yeah.
You keep talking about play style. I'm very new. What do you exactly mean by that?
Oh, well, you know, whether you're on a PvP server or you're, like, PvPing, then you're going to need more stamina. If you're just, you know, playing against the game, the server, the monsters itself, then you need other stats. Also, some people, you know, who have already high-level characters and they're just going to blitz through the low levels on a new character. Or if you want to, you know, do more exploring and enjoying the game slowly at your own pace. All the stats are pretty self-explanatory when you mouse over them. When you hit the information screen and you put the mouse over, you know, stamina, and it says increases your hit points. You know, agility increases your ranged attack power and things like that. So you'll get a good idea. There's only a couple stats, and it's a fairly self-explanatory what you're gonna use, what you're gonna need for your character. Some classes need certain stats more than others.
Also, like, if you're in a guild and you play in groups all the time, or if you solo, I mean, it totally affects the way your style of play if you're soloing all the time. And especially if you wear cloth, you have certain ways you have to play or you're going to die all the time. And so...
Yeah, whether you're playing by yourself or, you know, with friends, you're always in a group. And your Tuesday, Thursday WoW group, and you play every Tuesday, Thursday in a group, then you're going to have a different style than person.
So you'll have
who
a tank out
himself.
There that's doing all the smackety, and you can just stand back and go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too as well.
The talent trees.
Kick in at level 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
At level 10, you get your first talent. It's the N button to open up that screen. And there's one soloing tree, one group and raiding tree, and one PvP tree, generally. While you can pick stuff out of other trees, generally it's best to go down at one tree. They are not specifically labeled that, but when you start reading all the stuff that you can purchase over time, you know, every level you get another point you can spend. And you'll start to see all of these spells in this particular section are more designed for PvPing or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you could also, spec this and then later on unlearn them.
Yeah, you can change it any time.
So if you're a priest, you can be like...
If you're leveling by yourself, you shadow priest until you get a group or you're in
and
a...
And then once you're leveled up...
In a guild and they want you to be the healers, then you respec to
holy.
Respec holy
so that you'll have maximum healing power.
Discipline all the way.
I did that.
Okay.
I did that for a while and it sucked. As a matter of fact, the other day I was going to places like, oh, this place is hard.
Shadow
these are hard to kill.
Melt
these totally will own you. And then I was like, when my hunter, they were all dead. I was like, what? I remember this completely different than what it is.
Yep.
No, do not level holy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there are groups that love shadow priests in their group because of their abilities feed health and mana to the entire group. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are some raid encounters that if you have a shadow priest, make it like 20 times easier. But
they usually get nerfed.
But once again, it's a playstyle, whether you want to be a healing priest or you want to be a shadow priest or a fire mage, ice mage. Generally, everything will work. Some work better in certain situations than others, and in some places you'll be more desired than others. Your talents and abilities.
If you're in a group for instancing, let's try that one. Instancing. That's pretty... Instances? You know.
An instance is like, say, a dungeon. Say you got the regular world that you're running around.
Yeah, if you're fairly new, you probably haven't run into an instance yet. What an instance is a, it's a five or at the higher end more man zone that when you go in, a new zone is created on the server and only your group can go in.
That's right. You don't.
And no one else can show up and kill your stuff.
And it's like set things that you have to do all the way to the end.
Generally, you get a quest to go into an instance and kill the boss
multiple
guy at the
quests,
end.
Multiple quests, actually. And then you catch them all in. And you usually would get a blue, or somebody will, a blue piece of gear.
And the monsters there are elite. When you look at their picture, it'll have a gold dragon around it. That means it's designed for a five-person group. Anything... Pickup, okay.
They suck.
You'll hear this term, a pug thought. Or a pickup group. What that is when you get a group together of people you don't really know. They're not in your guild. Not necessarily. I've been in many pickup groups that are really good, and I've been in many that really suck.
Yep.
Thing is, you'll know really fast whether it's going to turn bad or not. I mean, if you die on the first pull, it's going to go bad.
A couple things to... Here's some tips from me for checking out people that you're pickup grouping with. First of all, look at their guild. If they're in a guild, type who guild name. You know, if in their group centered, then you who centered. And see what kind of people are in their guild. If it's all level 19 hunters, if they have a bunch of 70s, then generally they're probably going to be an alt of a 70, and they already know the game fairly well. If they're not gilded, you're taking your chances. Also, if you get to the high end when you group with somebody, you can go to the armory and look at their gear. And on the main World of Warcraft.com webpage is a link called an armory, and you can look up anybody's gear, talent tree, anything about them.
Yeah, you can see everything about them.
WoW Armory? Okay. Level 10 or higher. And you can see what kind of gear they have, what talent tree is. I was in a group one day for, I don't remember what it was, and say, oh, we got a tank. And the tank shows up, and I look him up on the warrior, and I look him up on the armory, and he's fury specced. And I logged out. No.
That's not a tank.
No. We did not have a tank, so I decided not to waste my time playing my... He was just dressed like one, but when you see 53 points in Fury, he's not going to be able to tank.
Nope.
Close the door, please. Please close the door, thank you.
Sorry, it makes it quieter in here because I don't talk into the mic very well.
Mm-hmm.
Act as if these people were in your room, in the room with you. Don't. If you wouldn't do it to their face, don't do it. You know, PLEASE does wonders.
Not PLZ.
PLZ will get you kicked in the face from Sean.
Yep.
I'm not. Be
impolite goes a long way.
It's amazing.
Especially you have no interaction with these people beforehand. So if you go in there and you just act like a total dick after the first pull, you're going to get a very bad response from not only that guy, probably the rest of them too. And you might even get booted from the group. If you just be polite, usually don't run into a problem. I don't have too many problems in pickup groups, really.
Don't tell other people how to play their characters.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah.
That is very
important. If you have a level 70 and you're doing every high-end instance... You know, they let them learn. The best way to learn is by you know, getting killed over and over again.
Yeah.
Tell them what to do. Offer advice. Maybe, yeah, if like the hunter is not using misdirect for the boss pull, or
yeah, and you know, it is okay. Suggest it. It is okay to laugh at the mage when he polymorphs himself with a spell reflex. that is perfectly acceptable.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done that several times myself. It is quite funny. So. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, just be nice to the priest.
Yeah, the priest is
who's saving yourself from your own dots.
Yeah.
Don't take me there.
Oh yeah, loot. Yeah, if you do not know any of the people in the group and there's like something specific you're in there for, you kind of lay down some rules before you start. Like, I'm looking for this particular item. You know, anybody else want this item if it drops? You know, then you can talk it out with them earlier instead of.
If you're new and you have never played in a group, when something
green or higher drops,
it gives everybody the option to
need or greed it.
And so generally, if it's something,
it depends on your group. Most of the groups I'm in will greed, bind on equip stuff, even if it's blue. If it's bind on pickup, everybody passes unless you really need it.
Yes, unless you need
it. If it's an actual upgrade and you will immediately put it on and use it, then you can need it.
But mention these things
beforehand, because everybody plays different. Somebody.
What happens is everybody in the group picks greed, which means it randomly rolls and gives it to somebody at random. If you got one guy that clicks need, it will automatically go to him. And so when you're in pickup groups, I've noticed that lots of times you'll have this one guy that wants to need digs. He's like, well, I need that. I'm just like, well, it's like 8 levels below you.
And I just looked at your gear and you have better.
So that what it is, it gives you the opportunity.
That's why you take care of all the stuff before you start.
If you're in a group of people.
Ask your group first.
It gives you the opportunity. If it's something you really need, like you're a priest and you need whatever, then. And usually we'll be like, is it okay if I'm going to pick up, is it okay if I need that? And people would generally will say, yes, no.
If it's an upgrade, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's some things you can get in the auction house that.
The man in the horde had a question. Right.
Master Loot is your friend.
Master
Loot. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Master looting is where the leader of the group chooses who gets what. Is that it?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what he said.
Yeah. That's. That's good
for
raiding.
Which could suck.
It's good for raiding when the raid leader says, "Okay, well, this is a better upgrade for this person."
See, if everybody in the group has the same guild name but you, it will suck for you.
Yeah. There is that, yes, I'm sorry.
So Master Looter will, unless it's you. Anybody else? This lady here?
We've got
microphone.
Yes. You can wait for the mic.
Right there.
What?
If you can wait for the mic.
Oh, sure. Sorry. So you guys were talking a little bit about play style and how your character develops as you play more and you learn more. Since you have lots of mages over there, maybe you can help me.
I've got a 70 mage.
Basically what I figured out is that because I'm cloth, I tend to die a lot.
That's correct.
So I figured out that whole backing up and throwing things, that works great. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that I've been doing a lot, and I feel a little sneaky doing it, but I've been going into some areas where I'll get ganged up on if I, you know, get too close. So I tend to skirt the edges and just pick
absolutely.
Them off.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because I'm feeling kind of like, Jesus, this is so wussy, you know?
I mean,
no.
Are you Horde or Alliance?
Because I wouldn't Horde.
Oh.
Yeah.
The basic rule is if you're still getting XP and you're not dead, you're not doing it wrong.
Yes. Yeah. You are doing it right.
Yeah, you're doing it right.
If you're dying all the time, that's doing it wrong.
Yeah,
However it works to get the job done.
Okay. Yeah. I still haven't figured out how to fight two things at once.
You can polymorph one and then just kill the other.
I don't know what level are you? What that means.
What level?
Polymorph is a specific ability.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Oh, yeah, you don't
know that you get new spells like on every time you level an even number, like 12 and
12, 14, 14 16. 16.
Right.
And you really need to go get your spells. And your spells will be cured once you hit 10.
Okay.
And it lets you pick whether I want to be shadow or whatever.
Right.
And it kind of tailors what spells you are offered from the spell trainer.
Okay. But polymorph is something I want
to
get right away.
Yeah, it's allow you to turn people into pigs and sheep. And
That is the big thing for mages in the
end. So if you, what it is there's two guys, you just turn one into a sheep, and he like goes, bleh.
And he just wanders around.
And you kill this guy, and then you turn around and kill him.
He's mad at you, but he can't do anything because he's a sheep.
Yeah, exactly.
It only works on beasts and humanoids. And critters, but nobody cares. Beasts and humanoids. Yeah, well, you can sheep critters.
Yep.
There's also other spells where you can turtle.
Yeah,
and
you can pig. At level 60, you can get the polymorph pig.
Which
and
is awesome.
After that, in Zul'Garub, there's a polymorph turtle.
Yep.
Is it true there's like a really high level sheep that'll gank you if you just randomly run into a
What?
That is actually new. I've never heard
this before.
Rumors that crop up in this game.
That's almost cool as a shark.
That sounds like a newbie rumor.
I'm gonna go kill sheep now.
That must be on the cow level. Yeah.
the cow king hide.
That would be awesome to have a boss fight as a giant sheep. That would be so awesome.
Yeah, just
I would stop right now and go get the key for that zone.
Yeah, that would be great. If all it took was killing lots of sheep.
Which boss in Naxxramas does random polymorphing of people? He can like polymorph giraffe or something like
polymorph. Yeah, that's
polymorph cow.
Nefarian. Oh, polymorph cow. Yeah, he will. This boss will turn people into cows.
Yeah, that's Blackwing Lair.
That's BWL. Yeah.
Which is an instance. Every time they name something like that, it's not a zone.
That you're familiar with.
That's an instance.
If you're not. Yeah.
See, you being where you are, the first one you'll probably go to is once you go to... Oh, my bad. Yep. I was thinking Alliance again. So you're a horrid person. Wailing Caverns?
Wailing Caverns.
Ragefire
Chasm.
Okay.
Yeah, right in the middle of Aggramar, there's an instance for 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But see, she's a Blood Elf, and so...
She's on the wrong continent.
Yeah, she's on the wrong continent, so I don't know what she's going to do first.
Yeah.
Oh.
At some point, you'll get on a Zeppelin.
Yeah, you'll get on a Zeppelin and go to Aggramar and hang out there.
At some point, you'll find a big tower with Zeppelins that fly up, and you'll get on the Zeppelin, and you'll... It will take you to, like, another continent or flies across the water, and you get off and...
Yeah, yeah, find Aggramar.
And Aggramar is the big horde city.
Zeppelins.
Or at least one of the big horde cities.
No, you're fine.
Teleportation room.
When you go into when you find a big city, not just a little town, but a big city, read all the signs on all the buildings, and you'll find where the auction house is.
Talk to guards.
Anything
that says XX guard or defender, and there's a bunch of them around. Go up and click one, and it'll tell you where all the trainers are, where the auction house is, where the bank is.
Like up in your little mini map in the corner, it'll put like
an arrow going that way.
When you get close, it turns into a flag so you can see where to go.
All right, just as a little quick thing, because we haven't mentioned it yet. Is everybody familiar with the escort quests and what they are? Have everybody done escort quests?
It's where when you talk to somebody and says, I need to get to the other side of this dangerous area. Will you help me?
Yeah,
and then you go, accept, and then he starts wandering away.
And you have to follow him and protect
stuff
him.
The important thing to remember on those is after you follow it and you think you've finished and you're all done, do not walk away or zone out of the instance until
Thank
it says
you.
Complete
That's
under... It'll
That's
say
aimed directly
under.
At me.
We had an occurrence one time where it was like...
What occurrence would that be, Sean?
There was a quest called Jailbreak. Some of you might be familiar.
Oh, yeah. I zoned right out because everybody's like, we're done. I'm like, okay. And I zoned out and I came back and he was gone.
So we had to do the whole thing over again. So just be sure it says it says complete before you walk off or do anything else, because otherwise you won't get credit.
I hate you.
Well, I thought for some reason, because he leaves and you have to go to Stormwind. And so I thought, we're going to walk him all the way. I didn't know that it was going to be like that. And so I came back and went, hey, where's the guy at? They're like, did you get it? And I was like, no.
Get what?
I was like, and then they were all like,
I mean, it's a great quest line. It was well thought out, but God, Jailbreak sucked at 60.
Yep.
No, at 70, you can just mow the place down solo.
Gentleman has a question.
Yes, back there.
Actually, this is a comment for the mages. I play a lot with a few mages that are friends of mine. We call mages glass cannons.
Yeah.
Simply because of the fact that they will deal. Mages do not care about armor. Yeah, they bypass armor. You can have 1,000 armor, they will go right through to your HP. And they will destroy you. They are pains.
But they're made out of wet toilet paper.
Hence the glass cannon part.
All it you hit them and they smash. Fall apart.
That's true.
Of course, the worst are warlocks, but that's my own personal bane. I hate warlocks.
Whatever.
But mages kill.
No, you'll kill the warlock, but then 30 seconds later you fall over
from
dead.
A warlock debuff, yeah.
Yep.
That's one of the things about him.
Hey,
curses
what are all these dots
like
doing? Where's my health? Ah, help me, thug.
Also, on an escort quest, don't get too far ahead or it'll despawn. End the quest. And you'll
have, there's a certain range you can get away.
Don't get too far away from him or you'll be totally mad if you're almost done and you get too far away.
Dot. Damage over time.
A dot is damage over time.
Oh yeah. Any people have questions about the lingo or abbreviations that they're not familiar with?
Don't make me throw this at you. Okay, what?
A tank? A protection.
It's
war.
Big and green, and it has it. And people.
And they use them in the armies.
Tanks are generally referred to usually warriors, but druids and.
Priests.
Paladins can be tanks as well. It's the person who is
mages.
Taking the majority of the damage from the thing that you're fighting. He his abilities generally don't do damage. They create threat that make the thing mad at him.
Yeah.
So when the mage throws a giant fireball and does a ton of damage, the monster doesn't go run. Oh, I'm gonna kill that mage because
he keeps
nuked
the attention of the bad guy. You'll be in a group. The tank will be up here smacking at the bad guy. The bad guy's gonna be paying attention to the tank.
Yeah,
while everybody else is.
Yeah. Their gear is aimed for high armor, high hit points, damage absorption. They're the meat shield. Yeah. The thing you throw in front of the dragon to take
the
damage.
Tank so that
the
infantry the
healers
can
heal
around.
Him instead of healing everybody because the dragon's running around like crazy killing everybody.
Yeah,
because it's hard to heal everybody when everybody's taking damage. Can I tell you that?
Damage
DPS per
second. It's
more DPS.
Not always a good... damage per second is the higher your damage per second, the more damage you deal. Over, because generally you want to kill things quickly.
Yes.
The faster they die, the less damage they will have dealt. So like having your damage per second high enough to get things dead fast, but not so high that you're going to out aggro the tank and pull aggro. Damage per hour.
I play a healer, so I'm always like on the damage meter. I'm always like
at the bottom. Yeah.
Bottom.
Yep.
I know. Get called DPHers.
What's a ret pally?
Retribution. That's the retribution for paladins is the soloing spec for dealing damage.
Yep.
It's like being a shadow priest or a holy priest or a.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've
been some really
they can
great,
heal, but they are
great
warrior-like.
Tank pallies and tank druids and tank warriors and if you're, it's once again it's all how you play your character. I've been with great players of every type, and people who know what they're doing, they are awesome at what they do. Just find something you like doing and run with it, because there's always a place for everybody.
Let's keep the chatter to a minimum, boys and girls.
Except Moonkins.
Umkins,
yeah.
Umkins.
OOM, out of man.
There's an individual in the back with her hand raised. I can't actually tell the gender from here.
Oh.
Or not. Okay, here she comes.
Stop talking to the cat girl.
That's right. Meow.
Since this is for mostly generally towards newbies, people new to the game.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure, because I unfortunately walked in late, that Thoughtbot or Alakazam or some of those similar sites were mentioned.
Yep, we did.
For when you're in doubt, make sure you check it out, because there's information, there's a wealth of information available.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep, I can't stress that enough, especially this lady sitting here in the third row. I'm telling you, you'll be glad that you did that, even though it does take away from the I wandered all around.
The majestic aspect of the game.
Say, well, this is about the 10th time I strolled past here, so I'm going to look it up.
The WoW Beginner's Forum is actually...
On the World of Warcraft main page? Okay.
It's the only forum I would recommend.
So go to the worldofwarcraft.com main
also.
Forums into the beginners section.
And Alakazam has where people have posted players' guides on how to play this, how to play that. And it'll usually have more than one. That's alakazam.com.
Yeah, go for it.
Also on the WoW main page in the forums, each of the class forums generally has some stickies at the top that have a lot, just the stickies. Ignore all of the
chatter.
If you're playing a hunter and you go to the World of Web...
Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. And you go into the forums, the class forums, and the hunter, and then at the top there'll be like, you know, where you can get pets and things like that. And
it's the player's guide for when you're extremely new. It'll tell you, go from this level to this level, go here. From this level to this level, go here.
When you get to this level, do this quest, because it gets you the specific thing that you need.
Later on for XYZ. Stuff that you don't know, because you're new. And then on your first character...
Like if you're a dwarven priest, and at level 10, you never do your Fear Ward quest. And you're at level 7, and you go, what's Fear Ward?
What's Rez? I never trained Rez on my paladin.
Yeah.
I never died. I never had...
I knew of, in EverQuest, a shaman that was like level 60 who had never trained Meditate. And he'd been cannibalizing the whole time, if you know what I'm talking about. And in EverQuest, that's how you regen your mana, is meditating. And he had never, ever done it. He was like, what? That's just incredible for me to think about. But anyways, go ahead.
Yeah,
cutting a tree down with a hammer is what he said. Anyways, yes, sir.
You had brought up the armory earlier. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a really cool feature on there that if you click on what you're wearing right now and you want to know, like, where you can go to get better armor and whatnot, it'll actually tell you with the upgrade.
Yeah,
the
upgrade is cool.
And it's one of the funnest ways to go find armor sets if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just leveling up, don't worry so much about armor, because you're going to get it eventually. You drop by the auction house and think, oh, this thing's 10 levels old, and you find something in the auction house, and stuff will drop. And, you know, old gear doesn't really, you know, hurt you that much. It does help, but you know, it's not going to be so much of a hindrance that you won't be able to play your character. You're better off learning all your spells. Look at your spell book. Look at everything they do. See if they can, you know, help you in particular. Okay. All right. New term. Twink. Twink is a low level character with heaps of the best armor that they could possibly wear loaded upon them, purchased by their high level character.
Yes.
So if you got a level 70 and you got a level 19 rogue in the battlegrounds, you go through all the level 25 instances and you get all the level 19 greens and blues.
It's a lot of work. Actually.
It's a ton of work to.
But basically, what it means is you go to the battlegrounds and you're just a regular person trying to play, and everybody has got maxed out gear that they bought with their higher level characters.
How many hit points does your level 19 rogue have?
Everything's all enchanted and fantastic. It's impossible 700. To kill them.
No,
and they will kill you, and then you'll go rest back in the graveyard, and then you'll jump back down, and then they'll kill you before you can even get halfway across the field, and then you'll.
Okay,
got the point.
Thank you.
Currently, my level 19, as far as twinking goes. My 19 rogue has 1,045 hit points at 19.
Yeah.
It is
so.
It
average
takes
would be around 600? Maybe?
Yeah,
less
about
than?
600. Yeah.
All right. We're actually running out of time, so before the next panel, we're actually eating into the next panel's time.
Oh, we are?
By a long shot.
Oops.
So,
thanks
well,
for
we
coming, everybody.
Thank you.
And come to the rest of the World of Warcraft stuff that we have
There's
this
one
weekend,
at 10
guys. We got WoW TV, which is going to be awesome. We got the WoW Trivia Challenge.